This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from our Tampa, Florida flagship station, our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, as well as security officers, U.S. Coast Guard. And let's not forget also the great people out there working tonight on the roads, the truck drivers. And once again, you can check us out by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. Don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'll tell you what, time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it. Well, Kyle, we were talking about all sorts of things there in the first hour. And I want to just toss in one other little thing, which is of interest to those of us that pay attention to polls and whatnot. And that's the fact that Joe Biden's poll numbers continue to go in the tank, don't they?
Well, they really do. This is a free fall that is not inexplicable in any way, shape, or form. We all understand why it's in free fall, but the Biden administration is not going to own up to that.
Well, when you lie, and you lie, and you lie again, and you lie again, you're going to get what you're going to get, which is the end result. People are going to stop listening to you.
Well, they're going to stop listening to you. They're also going to compare, Captain, what you said in the campaign and what the brand, the Biden brand that was sold to, the current Biden brand that was sold to the American people as being the kindly old grandfatherly guy in the basement hiding out from COVID.
Who was going to bring America together.
Exactly. Who was going to bring unity. Who was going to stop all this division and all the nastiness and all this stuff. And yet they got pretty nasty, didn't they, as soon as they got in office.
How's that working out?
Well, it's what it's done. It's ruining everything for them. And then, of course, you add on top of that the economic issues, the border issue, and the Afghanistan issue, and it's a lose-lose-lose across the board.
All right, well, let's talk about something a little bit different, because it's the story that America seems to be somewhat fixated on still. The nation has been saying goodbye to what they're calling America's daughter, Gabby Petito, at a memorial in New York, at her home up there in New York where her parents are. And the bounty hunter got involved in all this because yesterday he went and knocked on the door of the private, the Brian Laundrie family and had a personal message for the Laundries.
Yes, he did. I'm not exactly sure what that message was.
No, none of us know.
But certainly, though, he's a very well-known person who tracks down other people. And we just don't know what happened to Brian Laundrie at this point. Although, Captain, this is quite interesting. We understand that police did appear at the door of the Laundrie's home.
Yep.
They wanted some personal items of Brian Laundrie.
Which they got
in order to do DNA matching. So does that mean, and we're just speculating here, does that mean they're trying to confirm something having to do with the autopsy of Gabby Petito? Or have they found something somewhere that they're trying to figure out if that is Brian Laundrie, or if that is somehow related to this case, whatever it may be. And again, we just don't have the information, but it certainly is a very interesting development.
Now, I'm going to play something here. Nancy Pelosi has set a Thursday vote on the passage of this $1.2 trillion, I guess it is, infrastructure bill.
Right.
Listen to the news report on it.
I'm Jeremy House, and I'm speaking with Joel Griffith, research fellow with the Heritage Foundation. Joel, the Democrats are trying to put together this massive spending bill, $3.5 trillion. Among it, it would hasten, according to the Heritage Foundation, would hasten America's fundamental transformation. Could you maybe expand on that a little bit, what we're talking about here?
Yeah, and thank you for having me today. The spending bill, in addition to being a colossal increase in our national debt and a colossal increase in taxes, we're talking about more than $6 trillion of new federal spending over the next several years. Really, even just as important as what these funds, what's actually buried within this legislation. And it's a lot more serious than just the $6.3 trillion of additional spending. So a few of the things in this spending bill that actually go far beyond spending and that would actually radically transform the country, well, includes things such as this, federalizing our voting system with a new federal voter law that would make it actually easier to cheat from coast to coast. There's billions of dollars of special tax subsidy for public sector union groups.
Well, there you go. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, and I'll finish that up. But this infrastructure bill and all this other stuff is not exactly what they say it is, because they're still trying to ram this crap down our throat that couldn't get through the first time. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at MyPillow.com. Now, remember, MyPillow.com, you only need to know one thing to get the special prices over there. The promo code is going to ask you for, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple. Now, you'll see probably two dozen things listed on the Radio Listener Specials page that you can click on and see them all there, all lined up. And whatever order they have them in, promo code CAPTAIN. If you want to call them up on the phone, have any questions, or make an order that way, you can do that too by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, and the number 800-641-5459. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey there, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the GOP is accusing, once again, Nancy Pelosi of ulterior motives and pushing the rush passage of some major bills. Well, they're running out of time, and as the people find out about all this crap that Biden's up to, they're not, and by the way, there's a lot of Democrats came up to me over the weekend at the gun show.
Yeah?
They are no longer supporting the Democrats. They've had it.
Well, again, yeah, the proof's in the pudding, Captain. You know, when you stop lining up with the values of your constituency just may vacate from being your constituency. It's just that simple. But at the very top of the Democrat Party elite, I don't think they care what the constituency wants. They simply want to roll out their plan. That's it. And so, but what they're doing by default, though, is they're creating, I think, a lot of mistrust, and they're creating a lot of unity, as it were, with people who might have come from different political parties but have similar value structures. And now the Democrat Party elite are just out of line with all that.
Yeah, and by the way, Pelosi also issued a guarantee about the future of the massive $3.5 trillion spending bill, which we now know is something like $6.2 or $6.3 trillion in all actuality.
Well, right, yeah, and then she says she's going to pass the bill this week, basically, and she's not going to bring it up if she didn't have the votes. But you know, Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema,
and maybe a couple of other Democrats.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they're not going along with this right now, and they've got a lot of good political cover. And thanks to Joe Biden, all this stuff could be sailing through, Captain. But Joe Biden, I think, almost single-handedly is, you know, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory on a lot of this stuff. For, you know, in terms of his party.
Yeah.
But it's good for us because this ridiculous thing shouldn't get passed.
Now, over the weekend, Donald Trump turned up the heat with sharp attacks on not only Democrats and Joe Biden, but also some of the Georgia Republicans at the weekend rally for not showing up and getting these two cronies in the Senate in Georgia, which neither one of them has really done anything to help the country, especially this Warnock cat who is going to have Herschel Walker running against him.
Right. Well, sure. And of course, what better way to really shine the light on that than have Donald Trump himself do it?
Yeah. Yep. And all they've done is cost the state of Georgia money, a la the Major League Baseball All-Star team.
Well, exactly. Exactly right.
All right. Game, not team. Now, did we have another copycat crime? Because a few weeks ago, we talked about a Columbine-style attack that was thwarted here in Florida. Over the weekend, we had a couple of Pennsylvania teens that got caught planning a Columbine-style attack sometime by 2024 in the state of Pennsylvania. We don't know where yet. I haven't heard the news.
No, exactly. This is very, very disturbing, to say the least. It's not something we can, somebody's going to blame this on the COVID, shutdowns or whatever and all this kind of thing, but we've seen this kind of thing long before COVID ever hit, and unfortunately you're still going to have people who are going to turn to evil like this, and so I'm glad that they have now been neutralized in that regard.
Now, we saw a video that emerged from a Florida man that actually did a Facebook Live video. He had his phone pointed where he went and ambushed two Orlando police officers and started beating them with a brick while he was live streaming on Facebook. Now, the officers, thank God, were able to take the guy down and arrest him, but still, I mean, what the hell is going on here?
Well, Captain, you know, certainly those who have called for the demonization of police, the defunding of the police, trying to make sure that police are somehow the enemy of society rather than the ally of society and civilized behavior, certainly have something to do with this. But one of the officers who was initially attacked with the brick suffered what they're saying is a significant facial injury.
Sure.
And then the second officer who came in, he was bitten and almost had his eye gouged out during the altercation. But this is lying in wait. This person's going to be charged with attempted murder of a police officer, among other things. I hope that they just throw the book at this person.
And it was all caught on his cell phone that was recording every minute of it.
Well, exactly. So, I mean,
so he's nailed himself.
Well, sure, and he's disturbed. And also, this person is a hardened criminal, from what we understand. Extensive criminal history is what they're saying.
Wow!
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a federal judge has blocked Tennessee's school mask opt-out in two more counties in Tennessee.
Yes, exactly, and we'll probably see more of this kind of thing, I would think. Again, this is a very, very controversial subject, and there's going to be a lot more division on this. There was a protest even in Anaheim, California. I saw this on our local news tonight that had to do with masks being worn in a particular place, and there was a scuffle that erupted there. So people actually can come to blows about these things.
A protest for what?
Just to protest about the fact that masks were being required, I think, in a particular place.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, did you hear about Texas Governor Greg Abbott vowing to hire any Border Patrol agents that are disciplined by the Biden administration?
Well, you know, this just goes to show, I mean, you know, if they don't like what you're doing, the federal government is trying to railroad you and make you the fall guy, there might be a good job for you in Texas to actually do the job that you're supposed to do.
Well, the thing of it is with the horses, okay, with the horses that are trained to do that, nobody ran over anybody with a horse.
No.
Nobody had whips and whipped anybody.
Nope.
I don't even think they hit them with the reins now that we've seen all the videos we've seen.
Right.
So, again, this is policy, and if Joe Biden promises that somebody's going to be disciplined or this or whatever the words were he used last week, how about if we start with him?
Well, again, the only reason that they're saying things like that, and I think the president even said that they're going to pay, is because they have fixated on something that has made the rounds on social media. There's a lot of people who only get their news from social media, and they feel that they can get that lie going.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Every city police department that I know about, major city, has got horseback riders, correct?
Yes.
Does this now mean that we're going to get rid of all the horseback riders in all the cities where they have not had any problems?
Well, I certainly hope not. But what's happened is that, again, they have created this false narrative, and this is another way of crippling the police department.
Well, here's how false it is. PETA got in the act and said that they were misusing the horses.
Well, sure.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what these horses live for. They're trained to do this. They're quarter horses. That's what they do.
Exactly. But again, what's the end result of all that? You hobble the Border Patrol. Now you have ammunition to go and hobble the procedures of police departments across the country, all based on a false narrative that somehow the Border Patrol agents were bringing back slavery or something like that. It's so ridiculous. And Captain, people across the highways and byways, they know better than this. This is just, it's really gone too far. And hopefully, there's going to be some kind of turnaround with this.
Well, I had my picture taken a couple of weeks ago, September 11th, with Apollo, one of the Sheriff's Department horses. He was standing there and walked over to say hi to the deputies. They said, "Hey, you want to meet Apollo?" I said, "Sure." So they backed off and they took a picture, and I'll be darned if the horse didn't pose with me. He stuck his head over my shoulder and said, "Here I am, I'm Apollo."
Yeah, but they're pretty smart.
Yeah, they are. They are. All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we breeze along here the overnight radio hours. It's another great day in the neighborhood. I'm going to let Ron Edwards take us to break right now. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain Edwards on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 14-member NTSB team of investigators has arrived at the site of Saturday's deadly Amtrak derailment in a remote part of northern Montana. It killed three people. Dozens of other passengers were hurt. Five people injured, still hospitalized. And again, that investigative team showed up a few hours ago. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she is backing the boosters for those who work in high-risk environments because millions of Americans are not vaccinated, and those frontline workers need to be protected.
That includes people in homeless shelters, people in group homes, people in prisons.
Democrats have been saying that Republicans just simply did not want police reform, and that's why it's failed for now on Capitol Hill. But Republican Senator Tim Scott says the push for police reform failed because Democrats were fighting to actually defund the police. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Customers to your business or website. Advertise at you.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I think I will. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money like myself. They've been in business for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 22 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico.com website can help you find coverage for just about anything you want to insure. They offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you've got a motorcycle, an AT, a boat, or an RV. And guess what? They'll also help you with your homeowners, renter's insurance, or condo insurance, which when you bundle that with your automobile insurance will save you a boatload of money. So check them out. Go online, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Get the information you need, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's the key to savings at geico.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. What do you say, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
Police, fire, and military, the ranks are being gutted right now. by these vaccine mandates as more police are tendering their resignations because they just don't want to be a part of it. Now, a thought occurred to me. Could China be in the middle of all this trying to destroy the United States?
Well, China can take advantage, certainly, of the chaos and division that is happening due to the COVID-19 virus and the response that we're seeing from the powers that be, as it were. They can certainly do that if the United States continues to be weakened in terms of military. You know, we understand, of course, especially elite fighting units that can resign. The Chinese would sit back and say, okay, if we make a move, they're not at full strength.
Okay. By the way, hello to Eric the Trucker in the chat room. He's been kind of...
Yes. Hello,
been
Eric.
Been making some comments in there, so I just noticed that a minute ago. All right. Now, Israel is not one to be pushed around, correct?
Well, of course not, yes.
So over on the West Bank, IDF forces believe a Hamas cell is on the loose after two IDF soldiers were wounded, unfortunately, by friendly fire, and four terrorists were killed in a raging gun battle that started out Sunday.
Well, that's right. And also, Captain, we understand that it looks like this particular they're going after a particular cell, and this cell appears to have been planning what's being described as a major attack in Jerusalem.
Correct.
You know, they didn't give any other details about such a thing, but it would definitely be significant. So, and you know, the Israeli Defense Forces, Captain, they can't waste any time. They can't waste any moment in trying to go after these kinds of of cells or terrorists wherever they may be. Israel cannot absorb these kinds of attacks at all. They have a sense of urgency about this.
Yeah, and when they get a tip like that, they react.
Well, of course they do. Of course they do because this is always on a knife's edge.
Yeah. Now, Iraq has now ordered the arrests of a ministry official and a tribal leader who urged ties with Israel. I guess it doesn't pay to be a nice guy in Iraq.
Well, no, and but at the same time, though, you see that's also part and parcel of what we're seeing happening not only in the Middle East, but even here as well. You have people, prominent people in Iraq now looking to have a better relation with Israel. If only we could get some specific members of Congress to want to have a better relationship with Israel.
Yeah. And a federal judge announced that he's blocking New York City's school COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
Yeah, this is really interesting. And again, all these kinds of decisions, and of course they'll continue on. They'll be appealed and so forth before we get to a quote unquote final resolution, especially if things like this go to the Supreme Court. But it's going to exacerbate the issues that are going on with those who are rejecting the mandates, not necessarily rejecting the idea of a vaccine in general, but they're rejecting the idea that the government can mandate it. And in fact, Captain, you'll find that some will even say, well, local municipalities and so forth, you know, they actually have more power than the federal government to tell you what to do with the vaccine and that you have to take it or this kind of stuff. So, you know, stay tuned. It's going to be a long haul.
Now, there were several distinguished U.S. professors that participated in a controversial Chinese recruitment program that apparently leaked some important documents about the United States to China.
Wow. Well, yeah, this is really something, obviously. Again, a lot of times, you know, we don't really know how deep a lot of this stuff goes.
No, because they won't tell us.
That's right.
Nor should we know. I mean, that's for them to find out.
Well, precisely. But we understand, I think, some of the professors had something to do with Carnegie Mellon and also, I think, Berkeley.
Yeah. And, of course, I'm not surprised at either, are you?
No.
By the way, it appears that Joe Biden's bad decisions are making the voters wanting Donald Trump back in office again.
Well, that's right. Now, of course, the secret ingredient in all this, Captain, is time. And the time factor is that this is what's – in other words, because we have elections every 4 years, we don't have a parliamentary form of government where you could call for another confidence and try to form another government,
well,
have special elections, the time factor has to also go hand in hand.
Well, they are going to – by they, I mean the Democrats. There's no doubt in my mind that there isn't going to be a huge plurality to get rid of some of these Democrats that have created this problem in America. No doubt whatsoever. And there's going to be a large majority of voters that are going to just vote the bums out, which is what we tell them. If you don't like what they're doing, vote the bums out, right?
Well, of course. And one would think, of course, too, that the ramping up of election fraud is going to be a very, very big thing as we go into these next two major election cycles, obviously the 2022 and 2024. And I say major, even with the even though one's not a presidential election, but the feeling in the country is so intense that 2022 is going to be a major watershed, I think. And
uh-huh.
So if Donald Trump can, for example, be able to continue to stoke the fires and make the comparisons, I think it's a fair conclusion that the Biden administration will continue to do the things it's doing, and they'll continue to anger the people. You might have a perfect storm in 2022.
Okay, LJ saying good morning to us up there in Michigan. Hello, LJ. And she said, if we haven't already discussed it yet, how about the Chinese spy that was returned to China, more payback to China from Uncle Joe? Well, absolutely.
Well, let's just put it this way. If Donald Trump had returned a Russian spy, everybody would say, that's because Moscow was running the White House.
And because he was doing business with Russia, yes.
Exactly.
Yep.
All we need is his tax returns, and we'll figure all that out, right? They would say all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, but if Joe does it, it's just Joe.
And George the Godfather, good morning to him. He's chiming in saying there are more doctors and nurses quitting in New York, and the governor is going to replace them with foreign medical workers. Well, I heard a good one yesterday, George. It's more than foreign medical workers. It's the National Guard and some of these lab techs and whatnot that are probably going to be going by the wayside. They're going to put National Guard people in some of these hospitals.
Yep.
Uh-huh. How do you like that?
Well, exactly. But again, the root cause of all this is, in many cases, government overreach. They failed to win the hearts and minds, as it were, and so they're just going to now go with the sledgehammer approach.
Yeah, but the thing of it is we just got done telling everybody about the fact that, where is it here, the vaccine up in New York. Federal judge blocks New York City school COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Why wouldn't they do that for the same thing for the city workers?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question.
Or have they not gotten it in the appeals process or something?
Yeah, that's what I think is this will evolve, and it will be significant like that, yes.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming right back with the second Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Take a look at the weather. And remember, the big problem tonight is not necessarily what's going on around the countryside. It's what's coming down the slots about a week away or thereabouts from the ocean. We got a major hurricane out there working its way away from the U.S., but we got two more 80%ers coming off the coast of Africa, and they're both in position to come my direction. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newman with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, now it's time for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops out there, largest truck stop chain in the country. Become a member of the Drivers Club. By the way, if you're an RV camper-type person, become a member of the RV Club, because you'll save a bunch of money and get a bunch of points, too, to use later on. All right, here we go. Turn up the radio, everybody.
Every minute.
righty, that's a little autograph there. And Kyle, turn up the radio.
That's right, turn up the radio. That's back, I know it's in the mid 80s, but they actually opened up for Van Halen.
Yeah.
Back in 1984, and so they had, that was their one big hit, I think.
Yep. Yeah, they look, the group itself looks very much like Van Halen, just looking at them and just, forgetting about the fact that you knew who they were. Okay, tell us about what's going on out west, please.
Okay, folks, out west, we have a pretty quiet map, more or less, tonight and this morning. We're still looking at fire weather warnings up near Bozeman and Helena, Montana. Also, we've got the fire weather warning and lake wind advisory up in northern Nevada, mostly to the west in Nevada, but this is going to impact you if you're coming across I-80 towards Reno. Also, air quality alert in central California, still a lot of smoke in the air. That's going to be blowing into southern California. Portland, Oregon right now, Seattle, Washington, we are seeing a big system off the coast with the satellite imagery, and it looks like they're in for some rain. At least right now it's saying light rain over the next couple of days or so, but could translate into some snow in the mountains as we get a little bit further into the year now as fall's upon us.
Yeah, buddy.
Yep.
All right. Well, about all I see going on over east of the Mississippi River to even involve anybody would be a little bit of rain along the lee shore of Lake Ontario up there going up by 81 north of Oneida Lake up towards the border. And then over along I-90 coming out of Buffalo running over to Ripley. That's about it. But the big problem is going to be what's out there right now coming across the Atlantic Ocean. Now, we've got a major hurricane called Sam. Sam is probably not going to strike any land at all. We're going to get lucky with this one because yesterday this thing had 150-mile-an-hour winds, Kyle.
I know. That's amazing.
And today it's got 145-mile-an-hour winds, and it's going to stay that way for about 3 or 4 days, maybe a little bit longer. But it's going to stay out to sea, and there might be maybe some riptide, maybe some high waves headed towards the east coast of the country. But then again, maybe not. It may be out far enough to where that doesn't happen. But it's going to affect the shipping lanes for sure, which will make life really miserable in some of those 30, 40, or maybe even 50-foot high waves, because that's what happens with a storm like that. But the problem, folks, is we've got two, well, actually we've got three. We've got two disturbances and one possible depression getting ready to form. That's kind of due east of Bermuda, and it's out a little bit further than, well, let's see, it's closer to the U.S. than Sam is, but there's a lot of ifs, ands, and sortas with that. It's only got a 50% chance of formation over the next 5 days, and that may not happen at all. But let's go to look at tropical disturbance number two. That one has got an 80% chance of probability, Kyle, and it's maybe 4 or 5 days behind Sam. And then about 4 or 5 days behind it is another one that's just come off the African coast, tropical disturbance number three, and it's got an 80% of forming.
Exactly, yes.
So we got to keep our eyes on the tropics. It ain't over yet. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will be talking to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, thanks a lot. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And before I go to Denise Simon on the telephone, Fred is saying, Captain, turn up the radio. Autograph, mid-80s. Yeah, you're right. He says, I couldn't help myself from harmonizing with his strong song. I hope I'm not... He says, I hope I'm not evicted from the building for playing the song so loud so early. Ha ha, Fred from Fort Lauderdale. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Fred's rocking the neighborhood with my music.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, way to go, Fred. Keep up the faith there. Donald Trump had himself a big old rally in Georgia over the weekend. A lot of things going on there, and it almost sounded like as if he announced that he was running for president.
Yeah. I see a lot of that kind of chatter. So we shall see.
Yeah, and of course, Herschel Walker was there, which is a a good thing. He was there to get the president's endorsement again. And I also believe that the fellow that's running for governor, the former Democrat, Vernon Jones, was there too. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, he's been making rounds all over the state relentlessly.
Well, who knows? But by the way, Donald Trump, that is, he pretty much said that he really has no choice in the matter, but he has to run because of what Joe Biden is doing to the country.
Well, there's something to be said for that, isn't there?
Oh, my God, this is unbelievable. And by the way, Trump was extremely specific in what he said Joe Biden was doing, and nobody can deny this. I challenged the Democrats earlier in the program to call me up and tell me where any of these things that I have in my hand right now are not accurate, because they all are.
Well, I don't know what you have in your hand.
Oh, I have what was done when Trump was president. I have what has been undone while Biden's been president, and the difference in, oh, geez, everything that you can think of in terms of dollars, gasoline, expenses. You name it.
Okay.
You name it. It ain't pretty. And by the way, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we're going to get into it with little old crapola Mayorkas, who I agree, you and I both agree, I think, on this. He needs to be either impeached or told he's done. Because the guy's a liar. He sat there again over the weekend on national television and tried to lie his way out of another lie that Biden told.
Well, but he did admit that 12,000 yep. Haitians did get released into the country.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
and
more.
And could be more.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Could be more. And there's more in the way, he also said.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Here we go. Headed to break. All right. We'll be right back, folks, after the top of your news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out the things that she does. It's FoundersCode.com. Read the articles she puts over there first before anybody else gets to see them. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.